Yeah, I think he's a good price at the $7.50, even though he has been backed.
Yeah, $7.50 and $2.80. It's a field of six, as we know, but we know how good he is on that rain affected. So that's race four, number one. Your next is in race five over the 1,400.
Yeah, it's King Darcy. I think he's a really underrated horse, and he's another that'll really appreciate the sting out of the track. Tim Martin's been particularly clever with his preparation. He was back before the spring, then he's had 9 weeks off to skip the carnival, and now we see him here again. I thought his first up run was good, blew out the cobwebs, 1,200 metres. He got back and found the line nicely. And the theme of his last couple of preparations is when Adam Hieronymus is booked, it generally means King Darcy means business. So I'd expect him to roll forward. He'll probably have Peacock, maybe Improvement for company. So there's not too much pace. He'll get his chance, and 1,400 metres is his pet trip, winning 3 from 4. And the miss, he actually ran second, so perfect race for him tomorrow. And the biggest tick, as I said, is the wet track. He grows a leg with the sting out, and I don't think that $7 will last. So I encourage the punter to jump onto Tab and have a bit of the $7.
Hey, even $6.50. Someone's had a new... You didn't jump in at the 7 and take it, did you?
Jeez, they're quick, aren't they?
It's now $6.50, King Darcy with Tab Fixed Odds. That's race 5, number 3. And you're expecting in the feature race, the Nibison, for a bit of a swap around in the Ron Quinton horses.
Yeah, that's right. So Daisy Doom. When I first looked at nominations, I thought to myself, geez, I really want to oppose Ronnie's two mares here back to 1,200 metres. But once I had a dig into the form, she's just such a classy mare. $5.50, I think, is a good price. She's the sharper of the two, the other one, of course, being Dixie Blossom. And she's won dropping back in trip before, which I think is significant. It was 1,400 metres back to 12 with 3 weeks break. But it does give me some confidence that she'll handle the mile back to 1,200 metres, especially with the cut out of the track. So a horse like Diddums won't be able to pinch too much of a break on a rock-hard, firm track. Drawn 5, Andrew Atkins should be able to have her in the first couple, stalking that horse I just mentioned then, Diddums, who does look the hardest to beat. However, you look at the benchmark ratings, and Diddums is 18 benchmark points off Daisy Doom, but under the set weights and penalties conditions, only gets a kilo off. If you transfer that to a handicap, that's 9 kilos. Mm. So significant advantage for Daisy Doom. She's the class runner in the race. I think she's absolutely airborne, and I think she can win this before heading south and tackling the Meyer.
Yeah, the Meyer Classic for sure. So it's at $5.50 at the moment, Daisy Doom. So looking at Brad Gray's tips for Randwick tomorrow, race 4, number 1, Destiny's Kiss. Well fancied now with the rain around, now into $7.50. Race 5, number 3, King Darcy at $6.50. And race 7, number 3, Daisy Doom, currently at Tab Fixed Odds at $5.50. Hey, Brad, enjoy it. As we say, there's a rain around now, but it will be no rain tomorrow and a cloudy day. So not a bad day to get out to Randwick and enjoy the day. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, no doubt. Good luck to the punters out there.
Brad Gray joining us from Racing New South Wales, as he does every Friday at this time. That's it for our news hour of Racing HQ, broadcasting from high above the home of the internationals here at Werribee. I hope you've most sincerely got something out of the interviews with the international guys that we spoke to relevant to the Cup tomorrow. The general view is down here that Johannes Vermeer has trained on extremely well and is the firm favourite, as we know, $6 into its current quote of $4.20. Will Aidan O'Brien tomorrow equal the world record of 25 Group 1 wins in a year? Records could happen tomorrow at Caulfield. I'll be on air from 6:30 tomorrow morning with all the latest for Randwick and everything else going on. After our news break, it'll be the full preview for Tari Racing today.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
Mum, check out all these awards.
Lano, I'm so proud of you.
I didn't win them, Dyson did.
Oh.
The amazing V8 cord-free vacuum won the Good Design Award, the Sensitive Choice Award, and Choice Recommended.
Wow.
It's so easy to use, and Dyson's patented V8 motor is so powerful, it's changing the way we vacuum.
We?
Even me.
You?
It's so good, you'll get a 30-day money-back guarantee if you buy one now at Bing Lee.
Lano, that's a great idea. You should get an award.
Thanks, Mum. See bingley.com.au for details.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. An Australian teacher has been shot dead in Kenya. Gabrielle Maina was killed after dropping her son at a friend's house in the capital of Nairobi. The motive for the shooting is still unknown. A young man has died after becoming trapped in a house fire in Melbourne early this morning. Police say two other people inside the house tried to save their friend but were knocked back by flames. A man has been stabbed four times during a clash between two groups of men in Sydney's southwest last night. It happened in Bosley Park after a group of 10 men approached four other men and demanded cash. A 19-year-old is in a stable condition in Liverpool Hospital. And the heavy rain is set to stick around today. The Weather Bureau has forecast between 20 to 25 millimetres of rain. In sport, newly appointed Bulldogs coach Dean Pay has slammed the Rugby League Players Association after his team were hit with three five-day turnarounds in next year's draw. Wallabies coach Michael Checker has promoted lock Rob Simmons from the bench to replace the injured Isaac Rodder for the third and final Bledisloe Cup test in Brisbane Saturday. In AFL, Gary Ablett Jr. is headed back to Geelong after his big money stint with the Gold Coast Suns. Aussie golfer Mark Leishman is tied for second at the PGA event in South Korea after opening round 66, three shots behind leader Justin Thomas. Jamie Wincup fears the wet weather could be a championship changer at this weekend's Supercars event on the Gold Coast. And Cathy O'Hara will try to become the first female jockey to win a Caulfield Cup tomorrow. She'll ride single gaze in a $3.1 million race. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Ute Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 utes on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
It's international racing at its best.
Lady Aurelia down the centre in the white and green colours is going away at the end. Lady Aurelia and John Velasquez, oh, she's won by two or three in great style.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week. Live and exclusive on the Sky Racing Network.
If you love a bet this Caulfield Cup Day, then we bet you'll love TAB's great offers on all Group 1 and Group 2 races too. Now that's better value. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
And they're off. Fascinating leads the charge. Clavel Champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside. Warm to the stables. The crowd roar.
Expect unexpected at City Tattersall's Club Cup Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick. Revel in the excitement of the group enlisted racing, live entertainment, themed pop-up bars, fun and fashion of the Sydney Spring Carnival. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale is the leading sale of its kind in Australasia. The source of a massive 110 stakes wins and 12 individual Group 1 winners of 19 Group 1 races in the past 5 seasons alone. With over 400 well-trained thoroughbreds on offer, see you on the 22nd and 23rd of November at Karaka. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It is 12 past 10. Good morning. Great day of racing today at Taree. Brian Leggett is there. Morning, Brian. Hello, Brian.
John, g'day.
Brian, you're obviously a busy man.
Sorry, yes, just juggling the phones at the moment, but we're with you all the way now.
That's good. What sort of a day have you got there?
Sorry about that.
I thought you'd give me the lemonade. What sort of...
No. All good.
That's good.
I knew I had 5 seconds to go, but I lost count.
That's it. No worries. Now, what's the day like?
Right. I'll just compose myself.
You got the giggles now at the thought of that, haven't you?
I have. One of you didn't come out one of your lines.
Mm.
Right. Here we go.
Okay. Clean.
Whether as I stand here now is fine. It is clouding over, and I have to say we are aware that there is some rain on the way. We're hoping that it's not till later in the day, but the official weather forecast is for around lunchtime. But it's nowhere near us at the moment. Put it that way.
Well, Ryan, how have you rated the track today?
Oh, well, the track's a good 3 at the moment. We've had a really really good week. We had some rain the latter part of last week and up to Saturday last week, which has really brought everything on that we haven't been irrigating. So even our lawns in front of the grandstand here, I'm just looking at now, got a nice, good green growth and tinge to them. The track's in great condition. Scott and the boys have been, through the dry period have been pouring, we require the irrigation water on, to the point that we actually do need the rain to refill our irrigation dam. But we're looking for a very big crowd. This is the first Cranback Cup meeting of the integrated club of Cranback having integrated with the Tari Wingham Club. So we're looking after things today, and we're looking forward to a very bright future with the two clubs integrated. Just if I may, Sean, we will be having a minute silence just before the main race today, the Cranback Cup, to acknowledge Alan Bakewell, who was a committee member of the Cranback Club for 57 years.
Gee whiz.
57 years, including many years as president and vice president, the owner of a number of horses through the years, including one Stopper Punch, it was called, Stopper Punch, who actually won a Cranback Cup, but in his career won 39 races. You don't hear of too many races.
No.
First days winning 39 races. But we'll be acknowledging Alan. He passed away, his funeral was last Saturday. The flags are flying at half mast today, and we'll be having a minute's silence just before the main race, which is, in fact, the Bakewell Haulage Cranback Cup with the business these days being run by Alan's son, Kevin.
All right. Terrific. Well, great day in store. You got a good three. Weather fine. A little bit of cloud cover coming in. Maybe a shower later on the Sabo, but that'll probably help the track anyway.
We think it will. Good on you, Sean. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Brian. Brian Leggett there at Taree. Priscilla Smith is at Taree as well. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. Probably I'm like everyone at the moment, just on a bit of weather watch. Obviously, the forecast doesn't look good, but so far the sun's shining, so great news for the club.
Right, now the first of the day, full field, 1 St Denis is 2:30, 6 Natural Predator 3:70, 8 Penny Fling 4, 3 Athena's Voice at 7, 4 Iota 11, number 2 Miles Time 26 with 5 Hermosa Reward, and then we've got 7-1 Sunday, 10 The Iceman and 9 Shadow of Dreams 51.
A 1-8, 6 and 4, sticking with St Denis on top. He was sent out a short price favourite at Cessnock 2 starts to go over the 1350. He just never really looked to be comfortable on the firm two there, but he was only beaten 0.3 of a length. He had a change of stables. He's had one run for the Johnny Sprague Yard. He finished third at Port Macquarie over the 1200 on Cup Day, where he settled a long way off them, but I feel his best work was late. So getting to the 1400 metres, I think he's a big improver. He's placed the 5 from 9, and I think he looks to find the nice race. I think the obvious danger is the stablemate, the 8 in Penny Fling. She's rock solid in condition now. She finished second in the 1800 metre race at Port Macquarie on the Saturday meeting of their two-day carnival. She was only beaten the 2.3 length. She got back. She made a wide run from about 1,000 metres home. She'll only carry the 52 kilos. Just not too sure where she's going to settle down in the run, obviously coming back to the 1,400 metres, but she's placed on the Taree circuit. And just a little cheerio out to Johnny Sprague. He had a track work fall earlier in the week and he broke his ankles. So they need a little bit of luck to go their way today, but I think they've got a few decent chances and hoping they can run 1-2 in the first. The 16 Natural Predator, he's trained on track. He's had a few opportunities to break through, but he's had the 7 placings from 21 starts. He's on a 32-day freshen up, no weight, good draw, and the 4 in Iota. I thought his run was terrific at Taree 2 starts ago. He then was very disappointing at Gosford, where he led them up over the 1600. He finds an easier maiden today with the blinkers coming off, and he will appreciate dropping the 5 kilos. 1-8, 6-4 for me in race 1.
Now the second play at 4 Shepley, 5 Andriana, 9 Dear Life, 12 Tycoon Street, 10 Nyco, $1.50, number 6 Respetta, $6.50, 2 Oakfield Private, $8.50, 1 Galaxy Jacket, 10, 7 Shaker Bon Bon, 12, then out to 8, 1 Archie, 13 Bebo at 23, 11 Chassonil, 15 Street Idol, 34, and 3 Royal Duke, 14 Another Problem, and 16 Hazy in the Sun, 41.
Yeah, she's short and ace co, but she looks to find a suitable race to resume in today. 10, 6, 15 and 2, She's only had the one career start that was at Canterbury last preparation over the 1,100 metres. She was beaten a 3.6 length. She pulled up and had a few excuses on that occasion. She has been off the scene for 287 days. She's since joined the Chris Lee stable. She's had three trials this preparation. They've been about 4 weeks apart between the second and third one. The most recent one was on the Beaumont track over the 1,000 metres, which she did win. She sat up outside the leader. She was given a squeeze. She's got a bit of an awkward gate to overcome, but I think she only needs to run up to a barrier trials to be in the mix. The 6 in Respetta showed nice improvement at Port Macquarie last start over the 1,000. She was beaten the 3.3 length into fourth. She did race a little bit green and still quite new to the game. She goes up the 2.5 kilos, but will appreciate drawing much softer today. The 15 in Street Idol pulled up with excuses with a cardiac arrhythmia last time out at Wyong, was beaten 15 lengths. There's 26 days between the runs, but it's had one nice soft trial behind Big Money, led them up and wasn't asked for any effort. So I thought if she can run up to that trial behind him, she certainly can be competitive and improve off her last two runs. And the 2 in Oakfield Private, he's on debut. He's from the Damien Lane yard. He's had the benefit of the two trials. He has been ridden along. He's green. He still looks new and gawky, but perhaps he can run well off his barrier trials, although he's drawn a little bit awkward. 10, 6, 15 and 2.
4 Leela Dane, 9 Jessie Prevails, 10 Lady I Am, and 13 Miss Victor come out of the third. Now 8 Oakfield Twilight, $2.30, 11 1 Invincible Cat is $4.20, 3 Golly Miss Dolly, or Golly Miss Solly rather, $4.40, 6 Penny Dreadful, $4.60, then out to 2 Fine Behind, 11 1 Swamp Moss to 13, 15 Secret Largo at 34, and then 12 Our Trolley Dolly, 5 Lob and Hood, 7 Stands, a 14 Man Up Sun around the $41 mark.
This is a very competitive maiden, and I certainly could have had about 5 or 6 in my numbers, 11, 3, 2 and 5. With the 11 here in One Invincible Cat, I was just really taken with her two trials this preparation. She's only had the one career start that was at Newcastle back in May on the soft track where she was beaten the 3 lengths. She hasn't really been asked for too much of an effort at the trial, so I think she can run well. A 3 in Golly Miss Solly. She ran out of a skin on debut. She did get to the best part of the track, though, out wide. She was beaten 0.3 of a length. She should be better for the experience. She's just got to overcome an awkward barrier. The 2 in Fine Behind, coming out of the same race as Golly Miss Solly, she led them up and she was on the inside and it was just hard for horses to kick along there. I thought her effort was great. She finished third. She goes up to 2 kilos, but no doubt should be fitter for the effort. And the 5 in Lobin Hood, she didn't see out the 1,400 metres before the break last campaign. She races well fresh. She races good on the home track. She gets the blinkers for the first time, and Chloe Baker will take the 2 kilos off. 11, 3, 2 and 5.
Race 4, put out the 7 compete. Now 2 Golden Shoes, 3.30, 1 Cash Spinner at 5, 6 is our Toy Boy, 5.50, 3 Annandale Lass at 7, 4 Dixie Lad, 7.50 with 9 Gemily, 8 Forever Alone, 11, number 5 Lippy and Pearls, 19, 10 Sprites are 21, 11 Fast Quest, 41.
1, 4, 9 and 3, and with the topper here in Cash Spinner, she's the best mare in the race. She finished third in the Ballina Cup, 2 starts to go over the mile. Behind Cashing Up and Lawdays. He's since come out to win in town. She then went to Doomben over the 1,600. She got back. She ran into a little bit of interference in the early part of the straight. She picked herself up, beaten a 3.7 length. She loves the Taree Circuit. 3 of her 9 wins have been on that track. Back a long way in grade in the 34 days between the runs. Not too concerned the fact that she is coming back in journey because I just think from the good gate, she'll get a lovely running transit. The 4 in Dixie Lad finished second at Port Macquarie last start over the 1,500. He's only beaten the 2.8 lengths. He's a 2 times winner at Taree. And no weight on the back is certainly the key for him. I think 9, Gemily, she can certainly go in the mix. She ran well first up at Port Macquarie over an unsuitable 1,100 metres. Beaten the 1.9 lengths into fourth. She's placed the 4 from 8 at Taree. She gets no weight. And if we do get into a soft range come race 4, she certainly will appreciate that. And for 4th, I've thrown in Annandale Lass. Is on the back up from the Jungle Juice Cup last Friday, where she was beaten the 5 length. She loves Taree. She ran well at Muswellbrook prior to that. 1, 4, 9 and 3.
11, Savarsan comes out of race 5. Now 6, Bocce, 270, 2, Le Brook, 420, 7, West Smoke and $6. 3 Ultimate Decision 850, 1 Maestro Tom at 9, then 5 Massation at 10, 4 Big On Fame 13, 8 Capital Magic 15, 10 Dolphin Tail 18, 9 Big Don 12, Prince Careers $51.
2, 7, 1, and 6. I'm with Love Brooke here. He's 1 for 1 at Taree over this type of a trip. He was a winner at Tuncurry 2 starts go over the 1500 metres. He never really looked a winning chance until he got there right along the line. He went to Wong, his next start in a benchmark 60. He set up outside the leader, which was the eventual winner in Spinning Gold. Only beaten the 3 lengths. He's 26 days between the runs. He dropped a kilo on his provincial effort last time out, and he just comes back in grey. He should settle somewhere up on the speed, so the rail being out certainly shouldn't worry him. The 7 in We're Smoking, she's flying this preparation. She's just racing on confidence. She won at Scone 2 starts ago over the 1600. She then went to Port Macquarie. She settled a long way back. She finished off nicely into third. 2 of her 3 wins have been at Taree. Another one that's got a little bit of a tricky gait, but a kilo over the limit. She can certainly sprint well. The toppy in Maestro Tom, coming back a long way in grade off the Port Macquarie Cup prelude last start, where he just wanted to over-race in the middle stages. He's only beaten about the 3.5 lengths. He's had the freshen up. I think coming back to the mile should suit him. He is only a winner to the 1,400 metres, so he needs a soft run in the race, but Peter Graham sticks with him. And the 6 in Bocce is another informed horse. He's a lightly raced 3-year-old. He's got plenty of progression and improvement to come. He's 2 from 2 this campaign. We've seen him break his maiden at Kempsey. He stepped straight to a benchmark 55 at Musselbrook, got the job done, and dropped 6 kilos after the claim for Louise Day. So Chris Lee certainly holds the keys here in race 5. 2, 7, 1, and 6.
Put a line through 5, Unsinkable Sam, 6, Libertine Miss, 14, Wonger, and 16, The Free World in race 6. 9, Gold Sky, $4. Number 3, Sapay, $4.40. 2, Sarajevo, $4.80. 1, Pacific Rain, $9.50. 4, Syrah, and 7, Oakfield General, $10. 11, Shelly Beach Road at 11. 10, Montpetit-Fi at 14. We've got 8 on my terms, 13, Turvet at 23, and 12, Trey, and 15, Gold Dance at 26.
3, 2, 1, and 7. I'm with Sipay on top. Prior to last start, I thought he was having a little bit of think about things, but he found the front at Port Macquarie, and he kicked turning for home and just left everything off the bridle. The winning margin was 4 lengths. He has placed a 3 from 3 at Taree. CJ Graham had her first sit on this guy last time out, so I think she'll be better for the ride on him. She's worked him out. I think he'll take a little bit of confidence from the win, and he can go on with it once again. The 2 in Sarajevo, obviously, he's got the best form in the race. He has been racing at Randwick and Doomben his last few starts, but just thought he was a little plain at Doomben last time out. He was slow to begin. He never really looked like he got into the race, but he's since gone back to the trials. He wasn't knocked around on that occasion. They've taken the blinkers and the tongue tie off him today and applied the winkers back on. So they're just mixing things up with him to obviously try and keep him interested. The toppy in at Pacific Rain, he's first up for 174 days. He's had the benefit of the 2 trials over the 800 and 1,000 metres. He's placed the 2 from 4 first up in the past, and he was going around in those provincial championships qualifiers last campaign. And the 7 in Oakfield General was really taken with his barrier trial leading into this. His only win was over a little bit further. Soft gate, he can...
Right, again, race 7, we pull out 13, 14, 15, 16, 10 Don Pellegrino, $4.60, 3 Another Valley, $5, 6 Nat Achiever at 6, 8 Hippie Hi-Ho, $6.50, 2 Huswick at 9, along with 4 Chalcedony, 10 Zuccarina at 10, 7 I'll Miss You, 17, 1 Miss Tickles and 9 Celtic Tiger, 19, and then 11 Lob and Dynamite, 5 Mustier Ruby, both 23.
A terrific Cranback Cup, and I wish them all the very best with their new merger today. I hope it's certainly a successful partnership. 4, 2, 10 and 6. I'm with Chalcedony. I think he's over the odds. I loved his first up effort under the 63 kilos where he was narrowly beaten. That was at Taree. He went to Port Macquarie, his next start over the 1500, and he's never performed second up in the past. He was beaten 6 lengths. 3 of his 5 wins have been on his home track. I think from the inside gate, he'll just get the perfect running transit. The 2 in Huswick, I think, is the obvious danger. He was only beaten the 3 lengths at Warwick Farm last time out. He got back. He worked the line well, slightly held up in the early part of the straight, and just unlucky to miss a place. blinkers back on. CJ Graham will take the 2 kilos off from a nice soft gate. The 10 in Dom Pellegrino, I like the way he found the line at Gosford over the mile last start. He was only beaten the one length. He dropped huge 4.5 kilos. I just thought he might get a little far out of his ground here today, but if he's in striking distance, turning for home, he's a horse, one of the horses to beat. And the 6 in Nat Achiever, really appreciated getting his toe in the ground at Port Macquarie last start. He was only beaten the 3.8 length into fourth. Robert Thompson to ride. Tricky gate, but he's beaten Tari twice for one placing. 4-2, 10 and 6.
Now, 13-14 come out of the eights, and 3 Excellamore, 210, number 2 Pill, 480, 5 Rather Sweet, and 6 Roya, both $7.50. 9 Bite the Media, 11, 10 Star Bolt, 15, 7 Ackerman, 19, 1 Nico's Lass, and 11 Tia Coney, 31, 8 Moonlight Forest, and 12 Grenache, and 4 Lunar the Hero, 34.
2, 3, 6, and 7. I'm with Pell here. I thought she was enormous first up to win at Musselbrook over the 900 metres. She jumped, she controlled the tempo in front, and she kicked. The winning margin was 2.5 lengths. She just seems to really love these short courses. I know she goes up the 4.5 kilos, but from the inside gate, I think she'll jump straight on the bunny and hopefully control the tempo again. I think she'll be very hard to run down. Taking nothing away from the 3 here in Excellamore. She's a lightly raced 3-year-old, plenty of upside. She won the English 2-year-old challenge at Scone last preparation, and there's been a couple of winners come through that race, and she's had 2 nice soft trials this campaign over around the 800-metre mark. She hasn't been knocked around. Once again, the rail being out with the bad gate, I'm not sure where she settles down. She's obviously got plenty of class on her side. The 6 in Zaruya, very good to win at Musselbrook last start, worked up 4 and 5 wide, wanted to lay out over the concluding stages, has drawn the inside, so should get a nice run. And a 7 in Ackerman, disappointing at Port Macquarie, but he's just a completely different horse on his home track at Taree. All 4 of his wins have been on his home track over the 1,000 metres. He's probably likely to get back. They've been riding him quiet his last few runs, and he's been finding the line very well. 2, 3, 6, and 7.
All right. Any good things there, Priscilla?
I'm just taking the gamble in race 1 with St. Denis. I really liked his first run for the new yard, and obviously a change of luck for the stable would be great news. But on Weather Watch all day, obviously at the moment we're working off a good track, so fingers crossed for the club.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Priscilla. We look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Priscilla Smith there. It's 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Making headlines in sport, Nick Kyrgios says he's ending his 2017 campaign due to a hip injury he suffered at the Queen's Club tournament in June. He says his focus is on being fit for the Australian summer. Jamal Idris has announced his shock retirement from the NRL at just 27 years of age. He says his decision was forced by injury. Garth Brennan has officially been appointed the new coach of the Gold Coast after signing a 3-year deal with the Titans yesterday. Carmichael Hunt will be left out of the Wallabies Bledsoe squad this Saturday, despite being fit and available after recovering from an ankle injury. In the NBL, the New Zealand Breakers have defeated the Sydney Kings overnight, 90-73. Australian MotoGP ace Jack Miller has received official medical clearance to take his place on the starting grid this weekend at Phillip Island. And Bonneval is fit to run in Saturday's $3.1 million Caulfield Cup after being cleared by Racing Victoria Vets yesterday. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters.